Thank you. Today I'm going to continue to talk about alfalfa a little bit and alfalfa corn rotations. To start, I want to talk a little bit about some of the benefits that alfalfa provides to cropping systems. Alfalfa provides many benefits during its production, but also provides benefits to the subsequent crops that follow in rotation. Alfalfa doesn't require any nitrogen fertilizer. Requires a few herbicides and pesticides, and also the major benefit that it provides to following crops in rotation is a large supply of nitrogen. And alfalfa provides nitrogen to following crops through three major pathways. As alfalfa is growing, it's depositing nitrogen into the soil, and so there's a buildup of organic nitrogen during alfalfa production. Alfalfa also improves other soil quality parameters, and alfalfa also has a lot of nitrogen in its residue. And so when the alfalfa is terminated, that nitrogen then is becomes available to at least two subsequent crops. A lot of research over the past several decades has looked at nitrogen requirements for corn following alfalfa. Recently, we've taken all the data that we could find and summarized it and found that about 20% of the time the first crop of corn following alfalfa will require nitrogen fertilizer to maximize yield. Similarly, for the second crop of corn, we have less data, but with over 60 site years of research, it indicates that even the second crop of corn following alfalfa can require no nitrogen fertilizer about half of the time. We've also found, by putting this literature together, that the response to nitrogen in corn following alfalfa, particularly in first-year corn, is related to things like alfalfa age at termination, also the soil textural class that the alfalfa is grown on, and the weather conditions that occur during alfalfa termination and then during the first part of the first-year corn. And what we found is that typically, when alfalfa is at least 2 years old, it will provide all the nitrogen for the following first-year corn. And I've also found that soil texture is important. When alfalfa is grown on soils with fine-textured soils, with more clay, or soils with more sand, coarse-textured, then it tends to respond more frequently than when grown on a medium-textured soil. So we found that alfalfa stand age and soil texture are important. They relate to how much nitrogen the alfalfa provides to subsequent crops. So that led us to ask some questions about the alfalfa corn rotation and how it's managed and in the upper Midwest. And so we have combined cropland data layers, which are satellite images used by NAS, in which they classify crop types. They've done this across the U.S. since 2008, and we've taken those cropland data layers and combined them to ask some questions about this rotation. Today I want to focus on just five questions and some of the patterns that we've identified and some of the opportunities. So those five questions are: one, how long do growers keep alfalfa in rotation? John Graber mentioned that most of the time growers keep it 3 or 4 years, and that's what we always say, but we really don't know how long growers keep alfalfa in production. Another question is, are there spatial trends in alfalfa stand age? Third question is, which soil types or textural classes is alfalfa grown on? Fourth question, does soil type or textural class affect the alfalfa stand age? And the last question, are growers utilizing the large N supply that follows alfalfa for 2 years? The study area I mentioned briefly is we selected six states in the upper Midwest, which account for about a third of the nation's alfalfa production. And what we did is took these cropland data layers, these classified satellite images, and we combined them. So in order to combine them, we first had to generalize to get rid of some of those small, you can see small pixels in the center of that field that may have been misclassified. So we generalized, we smoothed the cropland data layers to to try to focus on fields. And then we combined them for 7 years, 2006 to 2012. And after combining them, we converted all of these pixels into polygons. So we had millions of polygons for each state. After these were converted to polygons, then we selected the polygons that were larger than half of a hectare and that had alfalfa at any one of those 7 years in that sequence. We did that so that we could focus on fields and get rid of the scatter and the error that occurs on the field borders. After doing that, selecting the large fields, we added the Sirgo soil database layers to the cropland data layer so that we could look at soil textural class. And after combining, we then selected crop rotation phases. And I just want to mention briefly, if you've worked with cropland data layers, you'll know that the accuracy for alfalfa classification in some states is much lower than for corn or for soybean. Alfalfa can be difficult to distinguish spectrally from grass or other perennial crops. And so to alleviate some of that, we tried two approaches. One was to look at that crop sequence, those 7 years, and to use that to change some of the grass to alfalfa. And we, by looking at that 7 years, we selected if the majority of the years were alfalfa in a sequence, then we converted them to grass. I provide an example there. And we did that for 2006 to 2008 because NAS does not have a full class, a full error matrix for those years. However, for more recent years, in 2009 to 2012, the error matrices are available. And so what we were able to do is to use probabilities of alfalfa being misclassified as grass and grass being misclassified as alfalfa. And so when that probability of alfalfa being misclassified as grass was higher than the reverse, then we changed them to alfalfa. So it was a way to try and improve accuracy of alfalfa classification. I want to give just a few examples of how we selected the crop rotation phases. First, for stand age, we looked for 2, 3, 4, 5 years of alfalfa that occurred at any, I just show here one, that incurred in any set of years. And then for six-year-old alfalfa stands, it was 6+. So for that sequence, it either was led by a crop in 2006 or ended with another crop in 2012. And then for the 7+ year, it was alfalfa in all 7 years. To select the following crops, the criteria that we use is it had to follow at least 2 years of alfalfa. And so we identified first-year crops that were grown in 2008 through 2012. And for second-year crops, we were able to identify them for 2009 to 2012. So to that first question, how long do growers keep alfalfa? Is it 3 to 4 years like we've always thought and like we always say? Here's a map, and I'm going to show the different ages of alfalfa. The boxes there indicate the percent of all the alfalfa that was 2 years old in this case. So you can see that in some states, alfalfa is rotated quite frequently after 2 years. Now after 3 years, covers some of the many of the same areas. Some states rotate a significant amount of their alfalfa after 3 years. A similar area distribution for 4-year-old stands. Again, a similar distribution for 5-year-old stands. Now watch the 6+-year-old stands. You can see a large increase in those on the western half of this region. And now the 7+-year-old stands, again, a large increase on the western part of this region and in some of the northern parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. So it indicates, I'll get to that. The next question, are there spatial trends in alfalfa age? And we used to assess this, we used a hotspot analysis in ArcGIS to look for a spatial clustering of alfalfa stand ages. And what we found is quite interesting that there appears to be a trend or a pattern in how frequently alfalfa is rotated And what it indicates is that in the major corn belt or corn growing regions of this areas of this region, alfalfa tends to be rotated more frequently. So in the green on this map indicates that about 25% of the stands were 6 or 7 years old, versus the red indicates that about 75% of them were 6 or 7 years old. The reason for this, we suspect, is because in the major corn belt, or the corn growing area, there's a high competition for corn and soybean. Also, this area coincides with the major dairy belt, and so growers may be rotating alfalfa more frequently to maintain high forage quality for lactating dairy cows. Next question, which soil types is alfalfa grown on? I'm showing here coarse textured soils, a small percentage in most states. Typically alfalfa does not do very well on very coarse textured soils. Medium textured soils obviously cover much of the alfalfa production area in this region. But there is also a large percentage in some states that have alfalfa grown on fine textured soils. And remember I said earlier that we found that on fine textured soils, first-year corn tends to respond more frequently than on medium or coarse. The next question, does soil type or textural class affect alfalfa stand age? We found that it appears to affect it, and that on fine textured soils, alfalfa stands tend to be shorter. They tend to be rotated more frequently. We suspect that may be due to compaction. Fine textured soils tend to be more poorly drained, and so growers may be driving on them when they're wet, compacting the alfalfa, and then it doesn't last as long. Next question, are growers utilizing the first year end supply following alfalfa? So first I'm showing corn production as the first crop. Obviously in most states it was the most frequently grown crop. I want to point out soybean. We were surprised to find that about 15% of the first year crop was soybean, and that it was scattered throughout much of the region. Small grains in some states had high percentages, and then other minor crops. Are growers utilizing the second year nitrogen supply? Same type of figure. Surprised to find that not a little bit over half in most states of growers were growing corn as a second year crop following alfalfa. Soybean covered about a third of the acres for that second year crop. Similar trends for small grains following as a second year crop as the first year crop following alfalfa. Other minor crops, and then we also looked at alfalfa. And in some states, up to 9% of the alfalfa was rotated back to alfalfa after a 1 year break. So some of the opportunities that we have identified is one, that alfalfa stand lengths in some places could be shortened to improve net return from alfalfa production. Research in Wisconsin and Ontario has shown that typically 3 to 5 year old stands optimize the return from alfalfa production. Another opportunity identified is that there is room to better utilize the nitrogen supply following alfalfa. About 15% of growers plant soybean as the first year crop, about a third of them plant soybean as the second year crop, and we found that in many cases there's enough nitrogen there to supply all the nitrogen needed for two crops following alfalfa. So an opportunity to plant more corn or more small grains or other crops that need nitrogen instead of soybean following alfalfa. And last, I just wanted to identify that this approach is one of the first that we know of that's looked at perennial and annual crop rotation patterns. Others have looked at annual crops. So we think that there's a lot of opportunity to use this approach to look at other perennial annual crop rotations for a number of applications. That'll say thanks and take a question if there's time.